We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Outgoing Liberal MP Nicole Flint has told Labor to get its own house in order because changing the culture in Parliament should be above politics. She's accused Labor leader Anthony Albanese of directing all his outrage at the coalition and not properly addressing the issues within his party. Ms. Flint also told her own colleagues in a party room meeting that the past month has been especially difficult for women. She was backed by other MPs, with one arguing the coalition had to listen to community concerns and improve the pipeline of females entering Conservative politics. Ms. Flint decided not to recontest her South Australian seat of Boothby after being hounded and stalked during the 2019 campaign. And if you want to read more on that story today, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Analysis of Treasury figures by the Daily Telegraph reveals 40 to 50% of businesses across Sydney had left JobKeeper by the start of this year. It indicates these businesses were back on their feet 3 months before the end of the $85 billion wage subsidy scheme, but it's an uneven experience across the burbs. In Mona Vale, 57% have left JobKeeper, more than anywhere in suburban Sydney. Meanwhile, in Lakemba, only 22% have been able to give up JobKeeper. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the ginger whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A massive coronavirus catastrophe is developing in Papua New Guinea, where the nation's morgues are now overflowing and hospitals are threatening to close. An Australian medical assistance team has already been deployed north, and the federal government's convening urgent security and health meetings with PNG and Queensland. Health Minister Greg Hunt confirmed the outbreak was a matter of serious concern for Australia and that the government was listening to PNG's needs and would respond with assistance imminently. And to NRL, Parramatta's facing another contract fight, with Ryan Matteson's representative contacting rival clubs asking for expressions of interest in the back rower. Matteson has an option in his contract for 2022, with several clubs saying his management circulated an email last week requesting interested teams to come forward. He's one of several big-name eels who are off contract at the end of this season, but the ongoing negotiations with nearly half their starting side have cast a shadow over the club's start to the year. That's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.